This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we're going to have part two of the 1964 Buffalo Bills. Perhaps the best team in AFL history. The Bills were now 9-0, and some were beginning to wonder if they could go undefeated. Week 10 would be a true test against the Boston Patriots. This was the first time the two teams would meet since Boston defeated Buffalo 26-8 in last season's playoff game. The Bills wanted revenge, but lost again, this time 36-28. Buffalo outgained the Patriots 386 yards to 256, and the Bills' defense allowed only 41 rushing yards. Offensively, Glenn Bass caught 6 passes for 141 yards, and Ed Rutkowski caught 7 for 127 yards. But 8 penalties, 7 sacks, and 6 turnovers did them in. In Week 11, the Bills trailed the Chargers 24-14 in the fourth quarter, but they came back to tie it at 24-all before Pete Gogolak kicked a 33-yard field goal to give Buffalo a 27-24 victory. The Bills' defense forced 7 turnovers and allowed just 52 yards rushing. The Bills' secondary had their hands full trying to contain Lance Allworth, who caught 4 passes for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns. Although Buffalo recorded only 1 sack in the game, it was an important one, as Mike Stratton tackled John Hadle in the end zone for a safety. Cookie Gilchrist had another solid game, carrying the ball 21 times for 87 yards. The following week, Buffalo suffered an upset at the hands of the Oakland Raiders, 16-13. The Bills' offense never got on track, gaining only 12 first downs and 247 yards in total. The defense allowed almost 300 yards passing. But to be fair, opponents had all but given up trying to run the ball against Buffalo and were passing on nearly every play. 3 weeks earlier, there was talk of an undefeated season. Now, the Bills were in danger of losing the Eastern title to Boston, who were only a head behind in the standings. The Bills' offense struggled again in Week 13, but their defense smothered the Broncos, allowing only 7 first downs and giving up only 117 total yards, while recording an astounding 11 sacks. Final score, Buffalo 30, Denver 19. So it came down to the season's final game against the Patriots. Whoever won this game would win the Eastern title and play the Western champion San Diego Chargers for the AFL Championship Trophy. Buffalo led 17-6 at halftime and held on for a 24-14 victory. Patriots didn't waste any time trying to establish a running game. They ran the ball only 12 times for 33 yards and passed 41 times for 294 yards. Although Jack Kemp threw 3 interceptions, he also completed 14 passes for 286 yards. Glenn Bass gained 103 yards receiving, and Albert Dubinan gain 127 yards with one touchdown. 10 of the Bills players made the Pro Bowl. Jack Kemp, Cookie Gilchrist, Albert Dubinan, tight end Ernie Warlick, tackle Steve Barber, guard Billy Shaw, defensive tackle Tom Sestak, linebacker Mike Stratton, cornerback Butch Bird, and safety George Sames. Gilchrist, Barber, Shaw, Sestak, Stratton, and Sames were also named All-Pro. Lou Saban won the AFL Coach of the Year award. After four games in a row on the road, the Bills were happy to play the championship game at home in War Memorial Stadium. The game was played the day after Christmas on an unusually warm day, with game time temperatures hovering at around 43 degrees. The Chargers took an early 7-0 lead, but it was all Buffalo after that. The game's tide changed when Chargers quarterback Tobin Roe threw a swing pass to running back Keith Lincoln. Linebacker Mike Stratton read the play and hit Lincoln with a perfect textbook tackle. The play became known as the tackle heard around the world. The Chargers, who were already playing without their all-pro receiver Lance Allworth, would now have to play without Lincoln, their top running back. Without their two best offensive weapons, the Chargers had no chance. Meanwhile, the Bills' top running back, Cookie Gilchrist, was churning out the yardage and finished the game with 122 yards on 16 carries. The final score was Buffalo 20, San Diego 7. The two teams would meet again the following season, and Buffalo won again 23-0, winning their second AFL title. The Bills made it to the championship game again in 1966, but lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 31-7. From 1967 to 1979, the Bills had only three winning seasons and only one playoff appearance. But from 1964 to 1966, the Buffalo Bills were a force to be reckoned with.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website, seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.